A nice place it is. How calm and quiet. See the Ganges?
Amaba, already I feel so peaceful. Can you imagine, from this remote corner, he has attracted the whole world. Isn't it wonderful?
Sorry, Vama. Let us go to the office and have Swamish darshan. Shivananda Diamond Jubilee Hall. Oh, this must be the office, I think. Oh, there is a lady inside. Come, can go and ask her.
Deva Deva Shivananda Dina Bendu
Pahima. Mataji, Mataji, please.
Yes,
Mataji.
Yes.
Is this the office? I was told Swamiji will come here. When will he come
yes,
here?
Yes, Maharaj. Kindly take your seat. He'll be coming just now.
Thank you.
Oh, Swamiji has already started from the kutir. You can see him just now. You come on, come on. Bring the garland also. Swamiji is coming.
Swamiji, some visitors, I think.
Yes, in spite of their coat, overcoat and all that, they look typical South Indian, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Om Namah Shivaya, Aoji Maharaj. Where do you come from?
I am coming from Bombay, Swamiji. I am a civil engineer there. I have come to have your darshan.
Oh, you are an engineer. You must have built a number of bridges, I think. Now tell me, what is the bridge that connects you with God? You don't know. I will tell you. It's the bridge of immortality. Use the brick of aspiration, cement it with love and reinforce it with faith and selfless service. Cross through this bridge and rest in God.
Thank you, Swamiji. You are indeed the engineer of engineers. I have come all the way from Bombay to learn from you how to build this divine bridge. Kindly bless me.
Achhaji, let us go to the office now.
Bol Sadguru Maharaj ki jai.
Oh, Chishya Bhagavan ki jai. Oh.
Abad Bandhava Narayana Anadara Kshaga Sadashiva.
Abad Bandhava Narayana Anadara Kshaga Sadashiva.
Dina Bandhu Narayana Dina Nath Sadashiva.
Dina Bandhu Narayana Dina Nath Sadashiva.
Karuna Sagara Narayana Kripa Sindhu Sadashiva.
Karuna Sagara Narayana Kripa Sindhu Sadashiva.
Bhakta Vatsara Narayana Muktidayaka Sadashiva.
Bhaktavatsala Narayana Muktidayaka Sadashiva.
Adideva Narayana Deva Deva Sadashiva.
Adideva Narayana Deva Deva Sadashiva.
Achyuta Keshava Narayana Shambhu Shankara Sadashiva.
Achyuta Keshava Narayana Shambhu Shankara Sadashiva.
Hari Om Hari Om Narayana Haravom Haravom Sadashiva.
Hari Om Hari Om Narayana Haravom Haravom Sadashiva.
Pahimam Trahimam Narayana Pahimam Rakshamam Sadashiva.
Pahimam Trahimam Narayana Pahimam Rakshamam Sadashiva. Come, O Lord Narayana, give me darshan Sadashiva.
Save me, protect me, Narayana,
Save me, protect me, Narayana. Guide me, liberate me, Sadashiva.
Adorable Lord of mercy and love, salutations and prostrations unto Thee. Thou art omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. Thou art Sachidanand. Thou art the indweller of all beings. Grant us an understanding heart, equal vision, balanced mind, faith, devotion and wisdom. Grant us inner spiritual strength to resist temptations and to control the mind. Free us from egoism, lust, greed, anger and hatred. Fill our hearts with the divine virtues. Let us behold Thee in all these names and forms. Let us serve Thee in all these names and forms. Let us ever remember Thee. Let us ever sing Thy glories. Let Thy name be ever on our lips. Let us abide in Thee forever and ever. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Purvarukuma Vandanat Mrityor Mukhiyam Amrutat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Purvarukuma Vandanat Mrityor Mukhiyam Amrutat Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Purvarukuma Vandanat Mrityor Mukhiyam Amrutat Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santi Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchit Dukhabhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amrutangamaya Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Satyayana
Swamiji
Distribute coffee and dosha
Swamiji Maharaj
Pandranga Samarkam
What? Coffee Swamiji? You have written one should avoid coffee?
That's shows you have not properly understood me. Mere taking a cup of coffee or tea is not at all a hindrance to spiritual life, provided there is no craving or attachment for it, and if you are able to give it up at any moment. Is not a fetter, taste is not a fetter, coffee is not a fetter, but the excited desire is a fetter. Know this point well. Tongue is not a fetter, taste is not a fetter, coffee is not a fetter, but the excited desire is a fetter. Know this point well. Ear is not a fetter, hearing is not a fetter, music is not a fetter, but the excited desire is a fetter, know this point well. Santaya, Santoshamma, Gandhiya,
yes,
did you understand?
Yes, sir.
Nala Tarnjida?
Yes.
Tarnjida, oh. Eye is not a fetter, form is not a fetter, beauty is not a fetter, but the excited desire is a fetter, know this point well. Eye is not a fetter, form is not a fetter, beauty is not a fetter, but the excited desire is a fetter, know this point well. Do you understand Santosh now?
Yes, sir.
You are clear?
Yes.
Oh, yes, thank you.
With this excuse, now Santosh will start drinking 10 cups of coffee, I'm sure.
Santoshji, this does not mean that you can indulge in coffee and tea a number of times. Morning one cup, evening one cup, 5 cups? No. Eat a little Govinda, drink a little Govinda, don't take Govinda, strong coffee Govinda, but take Govinda, mild coffee Govinda, once a day Govinda. Be moderate, Govinda. In eating, drinking, Govinda. In everything, Govinda. Hare Govinda, 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 Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda bhaja Govinda,
Govinda bhaja Govinda, Govinda bhaja Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Santoshji, now can you tell me who tastes the coffee?
My son, Swamiji.
Oh, that is where you are mistaken. The individual soul, jiva, enjoys it through mind and the senses. Therefore, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Find the knower, find the seer, find the hearer, find the taster.
Find the knower, find the seer, find the hearer, find the taster.
Find the smeller,
find the smeller.
Nothing exists, nothing belongs to me. I am neither mind nor body, immortal self I am.
Nothing exists, nothing belongs to me.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare.
Krishna Bhagavan ki jai.
Swamiji, this is Dr. Mary Ellen from London. She's a very able surgeon.
Oh, welcome, doctor. How did you keep in good health?
Yes, Swamiji.
Kindly take your seat. Did you have a pleasant journey?
Yes, thank you.
Keep in good health? Yes. Oh, gee, bring coffee and biscuits for the doctor.
Yes, Swamiji.
Doctor, you have performed many major operations, I think.
Yes, Swamiji. Quite a number of them. all, most of all them, major operations.
But how many egodectomy operations have you done?
Egodectomy? What is it? I have never heard of it.
You don't know it. This operation is done here. It is the removal of ego. Do you know the symptoms of this disease?
No.
They are lust, greed, hatred, attachment to the sensual pleasures, craving for wealth, etc. Egodectomy not only cures disease, but it cures birth and death also, and confers immortality and eternal bliss to the patient.
Now, doctor, I will give you the fruits of this operation and how it is done. Self-sacrifice, self-surrender, self-denial.
Self-sacrifice, self-surrender, self-denial.
These are the instruments to slay egoism.
Sightlessness, mindlessness, fearlessness.
These are the fruits of egodectomy.
Self-sacrifice, self-surrender, self-denial.
These are the instruments to slay egoism.
Oh, Swamiji, it's a most wonderful operation. And I've come to you as a patient. Please, operate on me and bless me with your immortality.
Shantanandji, keep everything ready now.
Yes, Swamiji. Good morning, sir. I'm a professor in Banaras University. I'm an Oxford MA. I'm interested in philosophy. I know all the Upanishads. I am very much advanced in my meditation. I attach no value to the worldly life. I came for a conference there, I don't know. I heard about you, so I thought I will see you also. How are you, sir? Can I have a talk with you, sir, about philosophy?
Yes, very glad. Here are some books for you.
Books? No thanks. I have passed that stage. Santoshji?
Did I give you these books?
Yes, Swamiji. Thank you.
How do you like them?
They are very nice, Swamiji. Instructive and inspiring.
Where is the professor? Santaran, take him round the ashram. Show him the yoga museum and regalia.
No, Swamiji. Swamiji, he was annoyed. He was grumbling. Swamiji didn't even offer him a chair. So he went away.
What a great pity. What is the use of his MA degree and mastery of the Upanishads if he cannot get along without a chair? How easily he has lost his balance of mind. How can he practice any meditation? He has not purified his mind. Before a man can do serious meditation, he must have these qualities. These are the qualities which an aspirant should possess.
Serenity, regularity, absence of vanity, sincerity, simplicity, veracity.
Equanimity,
fixity, non-repetitivity.
Adaptability, humility, tenacity.
Integrity, nobility, magnanimity.
Integrity, nobility, magnanimity.
Charity, generosity, purity.
Charity, generosity, purity.
Practice daily these 18 needs.
Practice daily these 18 needs.
You'll soon attain immortality.
You will soon attain immortality.
Brahman is the only real entity. Mr. So-and-so is a false non-entity.
Brahman is the only real entity. Mr. So-and-so is a false non-entity.
You will abide in eternity and infinity.
You will abide in infinity and eternity.
You will behold unity in diversity.
You will behold unity in diversity.
You cannot attain this in the university.
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 But you can attain this in the forest academy. Charity, and sense of vanity. Sincerity, simplicity, veracity.
Serenity, regularity, absence of vanity. Sincerity, simplicity, veracity.
It is 11 o'clock. Shantananji.
Swamiji.
Show me the packets.
Yes, Swamiji.
Quickly.
Yes, Swamiji.
Om Tat Sat.
Swamiji.
Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat.
Swamiji, what a huge pile of packets. Do people order for so many books? And why does Swamiji repeat Om Tat Sat while inspecting the packets?
Swamiji is sending all these packets free to the devotees. Can you imagine? More than 1.5 lakh worth of books are distributed free every year. By repeating Om Tat Sat, Swamiji keeps up the attitude of offering everything to God. And at the same time, he sanctifies the packets.
Shantananji, Y.M. Sitankar, Delhi. This Swamiji. Address is not correct.
Swamiji.
He is in Bombay now.
Achha.
Change the address.
Yes,
and also the initial is not Y.M.
Yes,
it is
Swamiji.
N.Y.
Yes, Swamiji.
Have you put all the latest books?
Yes, Swamiji. Yes, Swamiji. I'll put it.
Thank you.
I'll also put it, Swamiji. Swamiji, today I went to the kitchen for my food. Keshavan refused my food, Swamiji. I went inside to take it myself. He started abusing me. He called me a fool in front of all servants, Swamiji.
Oh, gee, what is there? Have you become a fool now? If somebody calls you a dog, will you grow a tail? After all, what is abuse? It is mere vibration in the air. Be calm. Sachinananda, he looks very hungry. Give him some fruits and biscuits. He's a hard-working man. Oji, everything will be all right. Forget and forgive. Om Namah Shivaya, you can go now.
Shantananda, Karnananda, you can come to Swami. Swami,
what did you say? Swami is angry.
Who is that Keshavanand?
Yes, Swamiji. Yes, Swamiji.
Oji, be polite to people when they come to take food.
No, Swamiji, he came very late. I told him food is finished. He did not believe me. He called me a liar, so I got irritated.
Why should he get irritated? As a senior sadhak, he should set an example by being more tolerant. Achaji, come and take this apple, you can go now.
Swamiji.
Rigoji, do you know how an aspirant should conduct himself? An aspirant must be polite, civil and courteous. He must treat others with respect. He who gives respect to others gets respect. Humility brings respect by itself. One should learn to adapt himself in all conditions. Adapt, adjust, accommodate, bear insult, bear injury, highest sadhana.
Adapt, adjust,
accommodate Beringer, Beringer, higher sarana.
Be patient, be tolerant, be obedient.
Be patient, be tolerant, be obedient.
Be pure, be calm, be wise, virtuous.
Be pure, be calm, be wise, virtuous.
Adapt, adjust, accommodate. Bear insult, bear injury, higher sadhana.
Adapt, adjust, accommodate. Bear insult, bear injury, higher sadhana.
Next thing is, one should always try to see the good in others and ignore the bad qualities in them. So,
partly, enna beautiful instructions kudukuraar. It is really thrilling, isn't it so?
See no evil, hear no evil, think no evil, act no evil.
See no evil, hear no evil, think no evil, act no evil.
See no evil, hear no evil, think no evil, act no evil.
See no evil, hear no evil. Think no evil, act no evil.
See what is good, hear what is good. Think what is good, act what is good.
See what is good, hear what is good. Think what is good, act what is good.
See what is good, hear what is good. Think what is good, act what is good.
See what is good, hear what is good, think what is good, act what is good.
Always remember, good manners and soft words have brought many things to pass. It has solved many difficult problems. Speak sweetly, speak softly, speak measuredly, speak truthfully.
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 Be humble, be simple, be gentle, be noble.
Be humble, be simple, be gentle, be noble.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare.
We are really very lucky. Swamiji has given us a beautiful spiritual feast today.
Swami Santananji.
Swamiji.
Bring some sadhana books.
Yes, Swamiji.
I will sign them. We have left many people.
Yes, Swamiji. Go to the Swamiji.
Are you Tamil language or English language?
Yes, Swamiji.
Hmm.
Swamiji, you are sending so many books to so many people. Do you think all of them will read them?
If they don't read Rigoji, it will be read by someone somewhere and he'll be benefited. Shantanand, bring letters.
Yes, Swamiji.
Rigoji, here's an answer for your question. Hear what this lady from New York has written. Revered Swamiji, last week I happened to go to a second-hand bookshop. Accidentally, my eyes fell on a book, Voice of the Himalayas by Swami Sivananda. I read a few passages from this book. I was thrilled. I purchased it.
It has given me a new angle of vision towards life. I find no words to express my gratitude for the transformation you have brought forth in my life. In the most mysterious manner, you have instilled in me the thirst to lead the spiritual life. Kindly accept me as your disciple and guide me. Have you understood now, Rigoji?
Yes, Swamiji.
Swamiji, here is another letter. Very inspiring.
Oh, kindly give that letter to me. We will go through it.
The platform for Dune Express? Hey, are we going to Dehradun? No, I am going to Rishikesh. Achcha, that is very nice. I am also going to Rishikesh. Is it so?
Do you know Swami Shivananda? Have you been to his ashram?
Oh yes, I know him very well. I happen to be his disciple also. Are you going to see Swamiji?
Yes, I am eager to see him.
Excuse me, may I interrupt you? I think you are talking about Swami Shivananda. Are you both going to his ashram?
Yes, Mataji. Can I be of any help to you?
This is the first time I am going to Rishikesh. I come from Ceylon. Have I to change the train at Haridwar? Will I get a taxi at Rishikesh station? The difficulty is, you know, I cannot...
Don't worry, Mataji. We will take you to the ashram.
Mr. Sridhar, it is time. Let us get into the compartment.
Mataji, you please get in first. We will see to the luggage. For a long time. I believe he performs many miracles. Have you experienced any?
Yes, yes. Hundreds of his parents from the distant corners of the world have heard his voice, seen him in visions, experienced his invisible presence, and received his timely help. But these are nothing compared to the greatest of miracles that he is performing constantly.
And what is that?
Unknown to the person concerned, in the most effortless and mysterious manner, Swamiji transforms the entire being of the materialistic minded men and converts them into divine personalities and thus bestows on them everlasting happiness. I myself am a product molded by his miraculous hands.
How wonderful!
Do you know, as a college student, I was immersed in the usual, superficial, worldly activities without any higher ambition in life, except to become a top-ranking officer, earning a fat salary. I came in contact with Swamiji only 2 years ago. you can understand the transformation which he has brought forth in me when I tell you that I am going to Rishikesh to get sannyas diksha from Swamiji.
Oh, that is very inspiring.
Shekhar, why are you so silent? Something seems to be worrying you. Can I help you in any way?
You have already helped me, Mr. Sridhar. Your talk about Swamiji has given me some hope. I am in a desperate condition. A recent bitter experience in my life has upset me terribly. I am not able to attend to my daily duties. I heard about Swamiji through my friends. With the hope, Swamiji will be able to make me all right. I am now going to Rishikesh.
There is no doubt about that. He has never forsaken a man who has sought his help. Whatever may be your problem, he will enlighten you, help you, serve you, and console you with breathless earnestness and boundless love. I have seen instances where a word, a mere look or a compassionate smile from the master instantaneously changing the mental attitude of a depressed soul and making him smile with joy. So be cheerful, Shekhar. You are going to the correct place.
Swamiji has performed a miracle in my case also. Before coming in contact with Swamiji, I have been wasting all my time in vain pursuit of a society life. Do you know, one day a friend of mine came to visit me. Accidentally, I happened to pick up his book which he had left in my house by mistake. It was mere curiosity which induced me to go through that book. The book was Vedanta in Daily Life by Swami Shivananda. I cannot explain what exactly happened to me. All that I know is that there was a sudden change in my attitude towards life. For the first time in my life, the conviction came to me that Vedanta alone is a potent remedy for all the miseries of this world. I lost all interest in the mechanical worldly life. So I am going to Rishikesh to learn more about Vedanta in the Yoga Vedanta Forest Academy under the guidance of Swami Shivananda. Of course, if Swamiji permits, I may even make up my mind to stay in the ashram permanently.
Sridhar, do you think Swamiji will allow me to stay?
Mataji, if you have real aspiration, God will fulfill your wish.
But does Swamiji give sannyas for ladies also? Some people say sannyas is forbidden for ladies.
No, no, it is not so. Irrespective of sex, class and creed, Swamiji gives sannyas to anyone who has the real spirit of renunciation. You must know, he is not just an ordinary yogi. He is a Jivan Mukta Purusha with equal vision. He is above sex idea and sex distinctions.
I have heard this term Jivan Mukta a number of times, but I am unable to understand what it exactly means. Do you know what it is? Mr. Sridhar, will you be able to explain it to me?
I would also like to hear it explained, Mr. Sridhar. Please tell us.
Oh yes, I will try my best to make it clear to you. But more than my explanations, the characteristics of a Jivan Mukta can be understood better from the day-to-day activities of Swamiji himself. First of all, do you know who is a Jivan Mukta? A Jivan Mukta is a liberated self, that is, his individual consciousness has merged with the supreme consciousness or cosmic consciousness. He beholds the one self or Atma in all names and forms. He has equal vision and balanced mind.
Oh, that must be wonderful.
He is egoless and desireless. He has no likes and dislikes and endowed with cosmic vision and cosmic love. He has no attachment to his body as we have. He experiences that he is the pure absolute consciousness which connects all beings as a thread connects all pearls. He is ever content and in an exalted state of eternal bliss. He is not affected either by pleasure or pain. For him the world is mere illusion.
You mean to say that the world does not exist for him?
No, the world exists for him, but not as it exists for us. Just as a man who has understood the nature of mirage will not run after it for drinking water, so also the Jivan Mukta will not be duped by the world because he is ever conscious of its illusory nature.
If it is so, how does he spend his time?
He may be absorbed in samadhi or he may work like an ordinary man of the world. Internally, he has a thought or mental attitude. I am a witness, Sakshi. I am non-doer, akarta. I am non-enjoyer, abhokta. Because he has no egoism or individuality, so he is not bound by his karma. In that case, he cannot enjoy the sense objects? No. He enjoys the sense objects offered by others, like one sleeping or like a child. He beholds the world like one seen in dreams. He has no craving for sense objects. He is not bound by the qualities of nature. He is a guna-tita. He is beyond the reach of the three gunas or qualities, sattva, rajas and tamas.
In what way is then a jivanmukta helpful to this world?
Jivanmukta is a thought-bearer of wisdom, which preserves the society from decay and degeneration. He is source of perpetual inspiration. He is a vehicle through which divine grace is transmitted to humanity. He is a true reformer of the society. He is the only one who is able to perform true selfless actions. He is not a slave of nature, environment, or impulses, but he is a free soul, firmly self-poised in the divine. So all his actions will ultimately lead to the perfection of humanity. There is no need for me to explain further. All that I have described is embodied in Swamiji. You will know much more about a Jivanmukta by observing Swamiji's day-to-day life and activities. Oh, I think it is very late. What is the time? 12 o'clock. Let us take some rest now. We have to get up at 5 o'clock at Haridwar. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sridhar. We hope you will guide us during your stay in the ashram also.
Don't worry, Mataji. Swamiji himself will take care of you and guide you in all possible ways. Oh, Mataji, are you also going to Rishikesh? I hope we did not disturb you with our talk.
No, Maharaj. On the contrary, I was absorbed in it. It was very interesting. In fact, I myself was wishing to ask you a few questions. May I?
Oh, yes.
What kind of sadhana Swamiji did to attain the Jivanmukti state?
He had a general routine. Rising early at Brahma Muhurta, he chanted loudly the pranava and other sacred mantras and stotras in praise of the Lord. This was a signal to other sadhus to resume their sadhanas too. As mentioned already, he went to the sacred river Ganges, where he stood in the cold waters, doing japa and meditation till dawn. The next item in his daily routine was paying visits to Sikh Mahatmas, sadhus and poor villagers, rendering them the necessary medical aid. This lasted oftentimes till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The evening hours were spent in long protracted and deep meditation. The Swamiji was generous, liberal and kind-hearted. How could he enjoy the benefits of his spiritual realizations and experiences for himself alone? He would share them with every sincere sadhaka and seeker after truth.
What is the general program of the ashram?
Yes, I will tell you. At 4 o'clock, we all get up. We have temple worship and then meditation class for an hour. And then at 6 o'clock, asana class, where foreigners also join. 9 o'clock, Swamiji comes to the office. We have his darshan. People can also ask questions. Evening, we have classes in yoga and Vedanta. Night satsanga starts at 8 o'clock. Swamiji also attends, and we have a feast of music, discourses, inspiring talks. This is, in short, our ashram program.
Thanks for your information. I feel sleepy.
Let us go to sleep then.
Ooh!
Shantanand ji?
Yes, sir.
Has Swamiji come to the office?
Oh, yes, 15 minutes ago he came.
Brahmana Swamiji?
Yes, Swamiji.
Sridhar is coming today. Is it not? Have you got a room ready for him? Look after him well.
I have already arrived, Swamiji. I met these people at Delhi Press platform. And we travelled together. This is Nirmala from Ceylon and his Shekhar from Madras. They have come to stay here for a few days.
You are Nirmala from Ceylon. You have been corresponding with me. You are a Vedantic student, is it not so? Acharya, take your seat. Sridhar, you look tired. Better go and have your bath and take rest. I will see you later in the kutir.
Swamiji, I have brought this sweet for you. Kindly accept it. I prepared it myself.
Thank you very much. Badi Kripa. They look very appetizing. Satyanam, distribute it to all.
Swamiji, the whole thing is being distributed. You did not even taste a little bit. I brought it for you, Swamiji.
Oji, give me one piece.
Om Namo Narayana, Swamiji.
Aoji Bhagavan, have this sweet.
Swamiji, you didn't even take one bit. You have given it to that sadhu.
Yes, yes, I tasted it. I enjoyed it through all these mouths. You have come to learn Vedanta here, is it not? This is the first lesson for you in Vedanta. Don't you know, just as one thread penetrates all flowers in a garland, so also the one self penetrates all living beings. You have to learn to behold this one self in all and give up the idea of diversity. Behold the one in all and all in one. Feel I am the all and I am in all. Feel all bodies are mine. The whole world is my body, my sweet home. Hear this song. Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama,
Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Sita Rama, 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 Bajo Sita Rama.
The whole world is my body, the shrubs are my hands, all bodies are mine, I enjoy in all bodies.
Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama.
All mouths are mine, I eat through all these mouths. All eyes are mine, I perceive through all these eyes.
Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama.
All ears are mine, I hear through all these ears. All noses are mine, I smell through all noses.
Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama.
All hands are mine, I work through all these hands. The heaven is my hand, the earth is my feet.
Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama.
Fire is my mouth, the wind is my breath.
Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama.
The face is my trunk, the ocean is my bladder, the mountains are my bones, the rivers are my veins.
Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama, Bajo Radhe Krishna, Bajo Radhe Shyama.
Dharma is my chest, a
dharma is my band, time is my movement, flow gunas is my play.
Radhe Krishna, bajo Radhe Rama, bajo Radhe Krishna, bajo Radhe Rama.
Who can destroy this miracle of art? It is magnanimous and soul stirring.
Bajo Radhe Krishna, bajo Radhe Rama, bajo Radhe Krishna, bajo Radhe Rama.
In all hands, I eat in all mouths, and immortal self in all. If you repeat this formula mentally for several times in a day, you will get over the feelings of diversity. Feel oneness of life or unity of consciousness. When you play tennis, when you talk and sing, when you drink and eat, when you do your work in the office, and when you bathe and dress, spiritualize every moment. Action, thought and feeling. Gradually the names and forms will vanish. Share with others what you have, physical, mental, moral and spiritual. Remember that all that you have is entrusted to you by God to be distributed among His children. Sharing purifies the heart. Sharing develops oneness. Feel the whole world as your own self. Have cosmic vision and cosmic feeling. Therefore, give, give, give. By giving to others, you give to yourself. By helping others, you help yourself. By serving others, you serve yourself. Because you are the all-pervading spirit, such as Ananda Atman, which pervades the entire creation. Have you understood now, Nirmalaji?
Yes, Swamiji. Thank you very much. I am very much inspired, and it has increased my thirst to learn more about Vedanta.
Shekhar, you are coming from Madras.
Yes, Swamiji.
You look very much depressed. Be bold. Be cheerful. Accept your essential nature. You are the immortal soul. Feel as such. Act as such. Right now, from this very second. Don't worry about the past. Forget the bitter experiences. Always remember this. There is something dearer than wealth. There is something dearer than wife. There is something dearer than son. There is something dearer than your son. There is something dearer than your very life itself. The dearest something is thy own self, Atma, immortal, inner ruler. Satyamasi, thou art that. The existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. Hear the song.
Na 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 da na 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 na
from desire, persevere, eternity in such a state. Be your son from all the earth as one, and the mind from all sense one on the enter into nirvikal par samadhi, enjoy the peace of the lamp of Dharma, then the shining torch of love, and in the flames of lust, greed, and become the decision of the soul. Soar high in the realms of bliss, behold unity has caused division. Blessed is he who has realized oneness, happy is he who knows his own self.
Rama, 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 Rama.
To learn lessons through different experiences. This world is a great school. Attachment is the root cause for the whole miseries and troubles of the world. Shekhar, do not be discouraged when sorrows, difficulties and tribulations manifest in the daily battle of life. Understand this. You are the master of your destiny. You are divine. Live at peace. Give up clinging to names and forms. After all, relations, friends and everything in this world is transient. Do not grumble just because you have got troubles and sorrows. Difficulties will strengthen your will, augment your power of endurance and will turn your mind towards God. Conquer the difficulties one by one. Begin a new spiritual life, a life of expansion, glory and divine splendor. Have fortitude, patience, courage. Have a new angle of vision. Arm yourself with discrimination, cheerfulness, discernment and self-reliance. A glorious, brilliant future is awaiting you. Let the past be buried. It can do wonders. Do not give up hope. Claim thy birthright now about the immortal self. Be bold. Stand up. Gird up the loins. Roar like a lion. March forward. Nil desperandum. Never despair. How do you feel now, Shekhar? Are you all right now? Take these books. You must be able to deliver lectures in the satsang. Brahmananda Swami,
Swami,
give them rooms.
Swami.
Send their food to their rooms. Akadi, go and have your bath. Take rest.
How can I ever thank you, Swamiji? Within a few minutes you have made me feel a different man. I shall be ever grateful to you. Nirmalaji, what Sridhar told us about Swamiji is word by word correct. Really, he is a superhuman. I never even opened my mouth, but he understood my innermost thoughts and has given me appropriate answers. He has produced the miraculous change in me.
Yes, Swamiji is really wonderful. There is a doubt about that.